Recording in progress.
Okay, I'm going to start that then. Stony Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published news, notice posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka? Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are a number of changes. Heather Pham, 281 Grandview Avenue, is not going to be heard tonight. Laura, do we have a new date for that?
I'm sorry, Jim, which one?
Heather Pham, 281 Grandview Avenue.
We're going to do July 10th. I still haven't gotten a hold of them. They haven't responded, but I'm going to give them time because they did not notice the newspaper.
Okay, so anybody hearing this announcement, they're going to be off until July 10th with no further notice if you're a property owner near them, but they do have to notice the newspaper. Okay, Amitabha Roy, 973 East Lincoln Avenue, is postponed to June 26, 2025. They must notice. Delton Black, 1717 South 2nd Street, postponed until July 10th, 2025. They must notice. Plainfield. And those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's move on to item number 6, 25-ZB-33V, NYSMSA Verizon Wireless.
Is Ms. Britton or anybody from her office present?
Yes, Ms. Britton's here.
Okay, Ms. Britton, let me just talk to the board for a minute. This board has heard a lot of these applications before. The applicant has submitted all of the required information with the exception of the RF report, which they have not yet received. So if the board looks favorably on this request, that would be a condition of approval.
Okay.
Please proceed, Ms. Britton.
Good evening. I'm going to be quick because I know you guys have seen tons of these. So I do have Mr. Gary Lucas, our engineer here, with us. If you guys have any questions, he's more than happy to answer them. But in summary, Verizon is proposing to remove and replace one small cell antenna with one new small cell antenna, install another antenna on a new tripod sled mount, and remove and replace one remote radio head with two remote radio heads, and install certain ancillary equipment onto the existing base station. This is an already operating small cell, small wireless facility. So we are moving under the federal statute 6409A. I don't know if the board has any questions.
And members of the board have any questions? Okay, you can proceed.
Mr. Lucas, are you on? Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure the board needs any testimony from Mr. Lucas.
Okay.
You have submitted all of the required information except for the RF report, and you understand that that's going to be a condition of approval. And when that comes in, you'll have satisfied your conditions and you can proceed. Mr. Chairman, you may open it to the public.
I think we can move ahead on this right now. Do any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application? Laura, just shake your head if it's no.
I was talking to Courtney, honestly, Chairman. I was not listening to you. No, there's no one from the public. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Not a problem at all. Close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application based on the Mr. Keneally's recommendation about the RF findings.
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Roy's not here, correct? Okay. Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka? No, he's absent. Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Britton, we will memorialize this at our next meeting.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Good night, man.
Have a good evening.
Have a good night.
Let's move on to item number 725-ZB-27V, Michael Cruz.
Is Michael Cruz present?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Cruz, you were sworn in at the last hearing. You remain sworn in to tell the truth. I know that you met with Mr. Mizrahi and you discussed some alternative plans. Can you tell the board where you are now?
Yes, so what we discussed was going out from a, I guess the perimeter. I don't know if you have the plans in front of you, but what we did discuss was having, instead of a 4-foot picket around the perimeter, was more around a 4-foot solid. And I was satisfied with that, given the
amendment. And that 4-foot solid fence would be in the front setback of Ellis?
Yes, from the property line on the Ellis side, 4 foot, and then, you know, on the back of the property where the shed is, it's more of a 6 foot that goes across with one section of it.
Let me stop you there. The diagram that Mr. Mizrahi gave me showed that from when you're in the front yard setback of Ellis Parkway, you're going to have a 4-foot solid fence. And from Ellis Parkway, it would be set off 3 feet from the property line. Is that your understanding?
I wasn't understanding the 3 feet. I was the setback, but I was going based off of my original permit that I did with a 4-foot. No one said anything about a 4-foot setback. The original said that I can go all the way up to the property line.
Okay, the diagram that Mr. Mizrahi gave me shows a 3-foot setback from the property line with 4-foot solid fence along the Ellis Parkway frontage.
Mr. Keneally, Mr. Cruz, your first permit you got was a 4-foot picket fence. You can't go by the original permit because you decided not to do that. This one's a solid fence, so I believe Jonathan asked you to go back 3 feet from your property line since it is a solid fence.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with going back 3 feet from the...
Okay, the diagram that Mr. Mizrahi gave me showed that once you leave the Ellis Parkway frontage, you go from a 4-foot solid fence to a 6-foot solid fence for the rest of the fence along the rear of your property, the side of your property, on the right side.
I don't know what you're seeing, but from the last I left the office, if it's the same from the back, then yes. From the corner of Ellis, there's a 8-foot drop with the from the 6-foot going around my property to drop into a 4-foot, and then it sections around to the Ellis side. So I'm aligned with that.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have a diagram that was prepared by Mr. Mizrahi after consulting with this applicant, Mr. Cruz. I believe that Mr. Cruz is in accordance with that, and Mr. Mizrahi has signed off on that as well. So I think the board can move forward on this after hearing from the public.
Agreed. Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you. Close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
Right, a second.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Cruz, your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
Awesome. Thank you. I have one question around it, right? So my shed and everything, the shed and everything, the 4 foot solid, everything, it's still stands. No other, you know, clauses or so within that.
Correct.
Okay.
Have a good night, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Laura, this brings us to number 11, I think.
Yes, Chairman.
Okay. Item number 11, 25-ZB-36V, Jay Patel.
Is Jay Patel present?
Yes, good evening, all. And my wife, Seema Patel, is also here.
Okay, are you both going to be testifying?
Mr. Keneally, it's Greg Waga, architect. I'll be testifying on their behalf. They're here as the homeowners, but I'll be representing them architecturally.
Good evening, Mr. Waga. Mr. Waga, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Yes, Gregory, middle initial J, Waga, W-A-G-A, 2109 St. George Avenue, Rahway, New Jersey, 07065.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Waga has appeared as a registered architect before this board on prior occasions, and I think as long as his credentials remain in full force and effect, he can be accepted.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I just to acknowledge that from Mr. Keneally, yes, my license is in good standing in this state and eight others. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Please proceed.
You're welcome. So what we're looking to do here, we've got a situation where we're on a very irregular shaped lot. If you have the drawings that I have, I can share with you if you'd like, or you have in front of you and I can explain and then bring to light whatever questions you have. It's a pie shaped lot. It's probably the seventh slice in a pizza pie. Okay. And what we've run into is we've run into a situation where as we've built back to comply with the owner's requirements, we're encroaching on the left side about just over 10 square feet total, but about a foot and a half off to the right, the left side yard, and about 23 square feet, a total of about 13.33 feet over the setback line that's required at 15 feet. We are in an R20 zone, and we've complied with every other bulk variance that we're looking to achieve. So we're looking to add on us two single story additions with a patio that's going to be centered within the proposed sitting area and a proposed ground floor master bedroom. We do have slab on grade construction here. So there's no, for those of you who might be familiar with this location, slab on grade, there are really no basements in this area, this development. And we satisfy every other obligation. Even our bulk in building coverage, where we're increasing it by roughly 3.84% from 14 to 17.84, still well under the 20% that's required. If you'd like, if any of the board members would like, I can share the documents to bring more specifics to light.
I believe the board members have those documents in their packages.
Yeah, yes, we have them in the packages, sir.
And there are no, again, the board, the documents that you have in front of you, I have no special exhibits this evening that require any additional substantiation.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Mizrahi asked that they explain why they are doing what they're doing. I believe that Mr. Waga's testimony about the pie-shaped lot established, which is that it is an odd-shaped lot, and it explains why they would have to do this.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? I'm going to throw it to a vote. Is that okay, Mr. Waga?
That is great. Thank you.
Perfect. All right.
Did you open it to the public, Mr. Chairman?
Open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion, and I make a motion to approve this application. It is. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Mr. Wagner, your client's application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in the document at our next meeting and send that document to him.
Thank you very much, everyone. As always, a pleasure dealing with this board. And Mr. Keneally, I hope your boys are good.
They are. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear. Thank you.
Great board. Night now. Good night, Patels.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Take care.
Item number 12, 25-ZB-39V, R.S. Madison.
Is R.S. Madison present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
R.S. Madison, 176 Blackford, one word, Avenue, Piscataway, 08854.
Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I want to put a fence across an easement.
And do you understand that if the township needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for removing and replacing the fence at your own cost?
Yes, that's clarified in the memorandum I got dated June 4th, 2025.
Yep. I don't think we need to hear any more.
Move forward.
Yeah. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments, Mr. Madison? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Madison, your application has been approved. We'll memorialize a written document in 2 weeks and send that document to you.
So how quickly can I start looking for a fence guy?
Yeah, you'll get that resolution in about two and a half weeks, and then you're good to go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Good night.
13-25-ZB-40V, Yahia Abbas.
Yes, sir.
How are you,
sir? I need to swear you in, sir. Could you raise your right hand? Mr. Abbas, could you raise your right hand?
Right hand. Yes, sir.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir, I swear.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
My name is Yahya Abbas, and the address is 417 Patton Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Can you explain to the board why you're here?
Actually, sir, years ago when I bought the house, the survey, it was say, is I have an easement, 20 foot sharing between me and my neighbor. It's meaning 10 foot in my property and 10 foot in his property. I apply, I take a permit for fence. And when I take the permit, they told me I have to go, I go back 10 foot from the property line. I did that. I go back 10 foot from the property line. I got approved for the fence and everything is all right. From months ago, I received a note that says the survey, it was wrong. And the 20 foot easement, it was in my property.
You're looking to put the fence over the easement?
It's already the fence is in.
And do you understand that if the township ever needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for removing that fence and replacing it?
Yes, sir. I'm responsible for the thing.
I think we can move forward. Yeah, thank you, Jim. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at a future meeting. And then you can go ahead and take care of getting your permits.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night, sir.
Have a good night, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Item number 14, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of May 22nd, 2025.
Okay, first resolution. Teresa Carr, would you vote to approve? Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Second resolution, Shan Eileen, would you vote to approve? Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Okay. Item number 15, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of May 22nd, 2025. All in favor say aye.
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 Item number 16, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Once again, people, thanks for coming out on this hot night and sharing the responsibilities for the zoning board. Appreciate you all.
Take care.
Happy Father's Day, guys.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, guys. Still feel good, feel bad, everybody.